You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I am Jeff Garcia, and this is Locked On Spurs. Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. And I am the lead writer over at the Spurs Zone, which you can find at News 4 San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. Well, the weekend has come and gone, and there's been plenty to talk about when it comes to your San Antonio Spurs. From the Spurs on a four-game losing streak, to the road trip, and then to the most polarizing player right now wearing silver and black, Pau Gasol. We're going to talk about a recent report that says Pau wanted out, and also talk about tonight's game versus the Memphis Grizzlies and the Rodeo road trip. To do that and more, I'm joined by my good friend Joe Garcia, Two Shots Podcast. Joe, welcome back to Locked On Spurs. And before we talk about some Spurs basketball, Joe, real quick, did you like that Commanders football?
Oh, yeah, that Commanders football game was really nice, man. It was like, you know, thank you to the AAF for bringing football back.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing, too. For those of y'all who are listening in to Locked On Spurs, San Antonio recently got granted a team in the newly formed, I think, of the Lions of American Football. Basically, it's like a little quick league between the NFL seasons, and San Antonio got a match, got a franchise, and they won. It was a fun, exciting game. Everybody should tune in to some Alliance football, and if you're a Spurs fan, you might want to check out some Commanders football in the meantime. Maybe they need to tune into that, Joe, because San Antonio has not been winning. Unlike the Commanders, the Spurs have been not playing some defense. The Spurs are not winning, and they got the Grizzlies later on tonight. We'll talk about that in the second half of the show. But, Joe, let's start off with some big news that happened over the weekend. It was first brought to you by myself and the Spurs Zone. A report came out of ESPN Deportes saying that right before the trade deadline, Pau Gasol had asked the Spurs to trade him. Needless to say, that sent shockwaves throughout the Spurs fandom. Pau Gasol has been a very polarizing figure, Joe, among Spurs fans. Let's just start off right off the bat. When you first saw the news reported over the Spurs Zone about Pau Gasol and his trade demand, what was your initial thought?
I really wasn't too surprised. I mean, you got to take into account his minutes have diminished as long as his overall stats. He's been injured for the most part, you know, and then he came back and his starting position was kind of given to Jakob Poeltl, who's been playing outstanding. So, kind of, you know, at times Pau Gasol gets lost in the shuffle. Can't blame the guy for wanting to be traded. He still feels like he can play at a high level and he wants more playing time. That's what it boils down to.
Well, you know, what's interesting to me is when this report came out, again, from ESPN Deportes, was Spurs fans initially read it wrong. Many were talking about how the Spurs are going to like waive him, that he's going to just get – that was not the case. So some outlets got that wrong and went in and wrote it up to clear the air and that he demanded a trade. Now, what gets me is this, Joe. It was obvious the Spurs were showcasing him before the NBA trade deadline. Notice how his minutes have decreased. He's almost non-existent since the trade deadline has come and gone. Another thing, too, is his hefty contract this season, he's due over $16 million. Next season, he's due another $16 million. I believe there's some sort of quirk there where $6 million has to be paid. I know there's somebody probably better than that than I am. Needless to say, Joe, this season, what team would want an aged Pau Gasol and that big contract that he's due, Joe?
Barring anybody from the NBA, I hear there's some teams overseas that might be interested. You know, maybe somebody over there in China or Japan or Turkey, you know, one of these international leagues, they might be looking for somebody to, you know, put in their lineup that's a seasoned NBA veteran. But beyond that, I really can't see anybody taking on a $16 million contract for what is he now, 37, 38 years old?
Look, his numbers across the board are career lows. He's averaging just a smidge over 12 minutes a game in the games that he's played, about 4.7 points per game. His defense is atrocious. He's just not the same player he was, and we all know that. He's not the same Pau Gasol back in his Laker days and Grizzlies days, even a little bit in his Bulls days. Needless to say, though, a lot of fans were had a negative reaction simply because, let's face it, Joe, the Spurs gave him a very good contract out of loyalty. You know, they felt that he deserved it, that he took a pay cut early in his Spurs career. They owed him one. This is it. Joe, would you consider Pau Gasol's deal one of the worst ever in Spurs history?
Oh, absolutely. And I know I'm not in company by my own. You know, a lot of other Spurs fans feel the same way. And I think that's one of the faux pas with the Spurs is that they're loyal to a fault. You know, even if they know it's a bad deal, they still go ahead and honor their word, which you got to admire that. But business is business. Why would you put yourself in that situation to begin with, knowing that he was already old before you gave him this lucrative contract? It just didn't make any sense.
Yeah, look, you know, when anybody is going to give him that type of a contract deal, they're going to say no matter what age they are. The Spurs, I think they've dropped the ball on this one. That $16 million this year and $16 million next year could have freed up so much cap space for the Spurs to chase a free agent or maybe pick up a high-quality player on the waiver wire, the buyout market this season. The Spurs are tapped out as far as roster spots. If they're going to bring in somebody on the buyout market, they're going to have to waive somebody. I don't see the Spurs eating that big contract that Gasol is due, Joe. This contract, Pau Gasol, has really put San Antonio in a bind, Joe.
That it has, and it's not only his contract. You also have the other contract for another Spur favorite that you either love him or hate him, and Patty Mills. You know, a lot of fans are saying, hey, we need to trade them both. Well, who's going to want their hefty paycheck? You know, who's going to want to have to pay that hefty salary? Nobody, you know? So we're kind of stuck with them. Spurs kind of shot themselves in the foot at this juncture. You know, we're probably going to wind up being stuck with Pau Gasol, and Paul's going to be stuck with us. So it's a love-hate relationship. Let's just hope that nothing happens that'll be detrimental to the team, a.k.a., hint, hint, the one who shall not be named, the fake number two. Mm-hmm. You know, hopefully it doesn't cause any more distractions. The last thing we need.
Well, here's the thing too, Joe. In that report, it reported that San Antonio is going to be with Pau Gasol for the rest of the season. He's going to be in a Spurs jersey, so it doesn't look like he's going to be bought out. It doesn't look like he's going to retire. It doesn't look like anything's going to happen where they're going to shake him off the roster. So it is what it is. He's a Spur this season. Now, here's the trick, though. His value becomes high next season. Not for X's and O's, but money-wise, in the sense of if another team's out there looking to tank, you know, although that NBA doesn't allow that, cough, cough, wink, wink, or looking to rebuild, look at the Clippers. They're obviously in punt mode right now by trading away Tobias Harris. His expiring contract becomes very valuable. Joe, do you think the Spurs would dangle that next season?
Possibly. You know, they could probably do something of that nature. But realistically, I think what will happen, and mostly everybody else is kind of on board with this, what if Paul and the Spurs kind of sit down and say, look, you want to go somewhere else. You're obviously not happy here. Why don't we sit down and come to some agreement where it works for both of us? We'll buy you out, and good luck. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. To me, that sounds like something that would be, I guess, on par for both parties. But will it happen? Probably not. Pau Gasol is probably going to want to milk it for all it's worth, and this is probably going to be one of his last contracts. So why not go out on a high note and get paid as much as you can?
Yeah, it's an interesting situation the Spurs put themselves in. Look, there's a possibility where he could come in handy as this season comes rolling on. Yeah, of course. Look, if the Spurs do make the postseason, look, that's six fouls on Pau right there. And remember, the game slows down in the postseason, and a slower-paced game could benefit Pau Gasol, where his veteran presence and his leadership and his know-how, blah, 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 we all heard it before, could come in valuable for San Antonio. But when him on the roster, the Spurs got to play him. They've been hit with the injury bug quite hard this season. The Spurs are going to have no chance and no other avenue to take other than to play him. So this is a situation, Joe, where I think Spurs fans just got to roll with it. There's no amount of complaining. There's no amount of kicking and crying is going to do to see Pau Gasol off the off the Spurs roster. Now, I give him this. It's tough for me to see this situation and how Spurs fans are reacting. Why? I've seen Powell in the locker room. I've seen how he interacts with the media. I've seen how he interacts with his fellow teammates. They love him. You know, they really gravitate to him. And I've seen how he interacts with certain media. You know, they love him. And he's a great guy. It's just we know that his best days are behind him. And you can't tell a player when it's time to hang it up. You're definitely not going to do that with Powell, who believes that he might be able to contribute in a different situation, as the ESPN Deportes report stated. Joe, what do you think? What are your final thoughts on Pau Gasol and the Spurs situation?
Final thoughts on Pau Gasol and the Spurs is I think him and the Spurs will probably come to terms, and the Spurs will most likely buy him out in the offseason, and they'll probably be looking for somebody else, maybe a little bit younger, that can contribute at a higher level than Pau Gasol. I mean,
here's the thing, Joe. They do. His name is Jakob Poeltl, and maybe, just maybe, I'm not saying he's the next coming, but why not give the kid Drew Eubanks a shot?
That could be a possibility, but,
he's there, you know, and Poeltl is definitely high. You know, Pop is very high on Poeltl. You know, why not give Poeltl more minutes or give Eubanks more time?
Eubanks is untested. They haven't given him much playing time. And barring some type of miracle or somebody getting injured, that trend's going to continue. What I think the Spurs should do with Pau Gasol is go ahead and buy him out and then look for a wing defender. You guys need a wing defender. And we'll get to that later on as far as the Spurs' road woes on this rodeo road trip. But they definitely need some help on the defensive end.
Yeah, they definitely do, but that is for another topic. But Spurs fans, hate to say this to you, looks like Pau Gasol is sticking around, at least this season, in silver and black. We'll see what the Spurs do with him as the season rolls on. So we're going to take our first break. We get back, we're going to preview tonight's contest, Spurs at Grizzlies. We are back, and I'm joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. Joe, the Spurs are 0-4 in the rodeo road trip. Now, they have lost four straight in a row before on last year's rodeo road trip, so this is not uncharted territory, but needless to say, they haven't got off on the road trip on the right foot. They're getting cream left and right. Tonight, they play against the Grizzlies, who I think that although on paper it looks like the Spurs win, the Spurs need to go into that contest tonight with a little bit of caution. But before we talk about tonight's contest, Joe, what are your overall thoughts on the start of the rodeo road trip? 0-4. Does this really surprise you?
Unfortunately, it doesn't surprise me. It makes me a little upset because of the lack of defensive effort. But when you think about it and you look and see how this team started the season, they played a little better, but they were still lacking on the defensive front. And it's continued throughout the season consistently. They can't stop teams. And this trend is something that Spurs fans are just going to have to get used to. This team is not a very good defensive team. They don't have an issue on the offensive end. It all starts with defense, and that's not going to get better. I know Coach Pop is very upset. He looks like he's scratching his head on the side of the court. He's just bewildered. He doesn't know what to do. And the problem is you just don't have any wing defenders. You let him go when you traded the fake number two to Toronto. You let Danny Green walk with him, you know, and then you went ahead and you didn't even re-sign Kyle Anderson, which was another good defender. All your defense went out the window. So this is something that the Spurs did to themselves, unfortunately, and we're just going to have to live with it.
Yeah, look, I mean, for the Kawhi Leonard situation, the Spurs were pretty much backed into a corner. He didn't want to be there anymore. He got dealt. You're losing a two-time defensive player of the NBA, so that's going to hurt. You mentioned Kyle Anderson, gone. DeJounte Murray gets hurt, you know, just not even start the season, the preseason. You got Derek White, who hasn't really been, you know, injury-free this season. You know, he got busted up in the preseason. He's got heel soreness this season, at least right now during the road to road trip. They don't expect him to come back till after the All-Star break. The Spurs are hurting. Look, in this rodeo road trip, Joe, the Spurs are averaging giving up about 130 points per game. That is inexcusable. But, Joe, do you give this team a slight pass, knowing that they've been playing games without Gay, without DeRozan, without Aldridge, without White? Do you give them some sort of a pass, or you still think that, no, by this time, this point of the NBA calendar, they should be competing and not getting blown out?
Yeah, there's no pass. Unfortunately, this just a lack of effort. They give up on games. They gave up against the Warriors when they were getting creamed, made no effort to try to get back into that game. They just laid eggs after egg after egg after egg, and that trend's going to continue. I fully expect them to get blown out of the building against the Memphis Grizzlies, even if, this is the thing though, even if they had Derek White and they had Rudy Gay, they still would have gotten blown out. And it has nothing to do. It's not a knock against Derek White or Rudy Gay. They're both great players in their own right. They're offensive-minded players. The problem is it's all defense. And I've said this since the beginning of the season. The Spurs system that Coach Pop, I guess, invented, that he made, it only works when the Spurs play defense. If the Spurs do not play defense, this system is just not going to work. Coach Pop is trying his best to try to, you know, play a modified triangle. He's trying to play modified zone defense out there, kind of dumb things down for everybody on the court. It's just not working. You know, Coach Pop is just going to have to hope that the Spurs offensively score more points than the other team. That's the only thing that they have going for them. They're going to have to get into a shootout, and hopefully the Spurs just put up more points. And unfortunately for us, that hasn't been the case, Jeff. And that we're just going to have to roll the dice. I think it's just going to be a crapshoot. You know, they're just going to have to roll the dice and see what happens on any given day.
Yeah, I give them a slight pass simply because they're without Derek White. He is arguably their best perimeter defender of late. He is arguably their only, probably no argument, he is their only true point guard on the court. You lose that type of floor general leadership. You lose a guy who's been really stepping up defensively on the perimeter. I think that's going to hurt. You saw Lillard and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. The list goes on and on during this road trip. Light up San Antonio, and you're seeing the effect of not having White out there. So it's hurting San Antonio. As far as them starting 0-4, I'm really not too shocked. I've said it before on this show before, Locked On Spurs, that yes, they were on a 5-game winning streak, 4-game home streak heading into the road trip, but they were really on shaky ground. They got lucky. You know, we saw them blow a 20-plus point lead to the Pelicans to end the 4-game homestand. They were tooth and nail versus the Nets. Now, granted, the Nets are a good team, but needless to say, they were not really closing out teams. Now you fast forward to the road trip, they're getting blown out. They're not rallying. The closest you saw them to really, really try to get things together was when Rudy Gay went on that incredible run. I forget the team it was, but that third quarter to almost get the rally and get the win on the road, but they didn't. And the Spurs collapsed again in the fourth quarter. Defense has been an issue. Not only that, they're doing it to themselves. In the last four games, Joe, 13.5 turnovers per game. And remember, they had a back-to-back 18 turnover night to start the road trip, Joe. To me, Joe, I feel like you can throw a dart on the wall when it comes to Spurs on both ends of the court and say, yep, that's an area they need to work on. Throw another dart. Yep, that's another area they need to work on. Joe, Spurs fans really shouldn't be surprised at this 0-4 start to the road trip.
Shouldn't be surprised, but it doesn't mean you can't be angry. You have every right to be upset and disappointed with this team. And we're more than halfway through the point of the season. We're nearing the All-Star break, and this team is looking mediocre, very mediocre, should I say. And Spurs fans are frustrated with mediocrity. Are we going to start labeling the San Antonio Spurs the second coming of the Dallas Cowboys? You know, where they get used to mediocrity, you know, and they're still going to buy the merchandise and go and support the team. But at some juncture, you got to put your foot down and say, we've had enough. And I think this is where the Spurs fans are at right now. And at this point in the season, they've had enough. They're very upset, Jeff, If you've seen Spurs Twitter, everyone is upset that the Spurs made no effort in trying to get better. They knew they had problems on the defensive end. They made no attempt to try and get a wing defender. They didn't want to trade anybody beyond, you know, trying to see what they can get for Paul Gasol, which, you know, come on. That's just ridiculous. You had opportunities, but they chose not to do anything. And that shouldn't really surprise us. But nonetheless, it upsets us because we know that this team is destined for one thing, Jeff. And that is they're going to be mediocre. They're probably going to limp into the playoffs at the eighth or seventh seed. And they're going to get swept, or they're just going to get a gentleman's sweep. They're going to be one and done. And we're going to have to go ahead and go with our tail between our legs into the offseason and pray that Coach Pop and RC and the Spurs front office do something drastic, which they probably won't. And we're going to come back next year and we're going to be fed more of the same thing. I'm tired of mediocrity.
Well, I couldn't figure a way to end this little quick segment on Locked On Spurs. We're going to take our final break. When we get back, we're finally going to get around to tonight's contest, Spurs at Grizzlies. We are back, and I am joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast. Joe, Spurs at Grizzlies tonight. Spurs, as mentioned, 0-4. They're riding a four-game losing streak into tonight's contest. What is your first key for a Spurs win and for them to finally get a win on the rookie road trip?
It all starts with defense. The only thing that the Spurs have to do is get back on transition defense. They haven't played transition defense. It's been killing them, you know, and unless they put an effort into doing that, they're going to get run out of the gym again.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, there's no way, two ways around it. It is defense. Defense wins. Defense wins games. And the Spurs haven't shown that. As a matter of fact, they're showing the opposite. They think their offense is going to carry them. You know, it has not been true to form. You know, it's defense on the opposing teams that are really doing it to San Antonio. For me, Joe, is not to come in to tonight's game without a sense of urgency. The Spurs, I think they need to play with desperation. They need to play as if like their back's against the wall and their season's on the brink. I need to see them come out with fire. Really haven't seen that. Again, the only time I saw fire out of this team was in that third quarter rally led by Rudy Gay during the Rodeo Road Trip. I think it was game three. I need to see more desperation out of this team. I think if they come out with some fire, desperation, then the Spurs should win. Now, on paper, the Spurs should beat the Grizzlies tonight. But, Joe, do not put it past Memphis. Look, Memphis is coming off a 99-90 win over the Pelicans. Yes, that is still with Anthony Davis on the lineup. The Spurs have also lost two games straight in Memphis. So for some reason, Memphis always has Spurs' number, and I think they cannot take tonight's opponent lightly, Joe. Your thoughts?
Yeah, they can't take the opponent lightly. And what the Spurs actually need to do is I think Pop needs to stop playing zone, and he needs to start seeing what these players can do one-on-one. They get caught in the zone, and what happens, and we've seen this time and time again, it starts at the perimeter. The opposing team will go ahead and just camp out beyond the arc, spreads the floor, spreads out the Spurs defense. Then they start going with isolation plays, and they start feeding everything into the middle. They start being more aggressive, going towards the rim, and then what happens? They have somebody else camped out beyond the arc or sitting out there just with nobody on them, and they have easy jump shots, 18-footers, 20-foot jump shots. And yeah, either that or they're just scoring at will inside the paint. The points in the paint had favored the opponent. The Spurs are getting beat at points in the paint. They're getting beat at second-chance opportunities. They're getting beat on the fast break. And every way that you can beat a team, the Spurs are just thoroughly getting their butts handed to them. And it boils down to one thing, lack of effort. If they can put in more of a defensive effort, even though they might not be very good, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't try. And I think that's what we've seen lately out of this Spurs team. It's the want to, the ganas, like they say in Espanol, you know, in Spanish. You have to have the want to. And that's what we haven't seen out of this team. They haven't wanted to play defense. And if they can make some kind of concerted effort, they give themselves a chance. If they decide to give us more of the same, they're going to get bounced again, and they're going to probably lose this game by 20 points.
Well, I hope not, Joe. All right, you're the guest, so you get the final take. What is your final key for a Spurs win tonight?
Just like I said, give more of an effort. You know, put forth a conservative effort to play good team defense. That's all they got to do.
I would follow me to interrupt you there, Joe.
Yeah.
But when you say effort, when you said, as they say in Spanish, the ganas, the will, I want to echo something that don't shoot themselves in the foot. 13.5 turnovers per game in this 4-game losing streak. You know, they're a minus 21 right now. That just shows me there's just nothing there. And that tells me that they're not playing 4 quarters of basketball. Maybe 1 or 2, but we need 4.
They're playing sloppy basketball. That's what it is, sloppy.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's sloppy basketball is what they're playing out there. They get beat on the defensive end. Then they start getting discombobulated. They get out of sorts. They psych themselves out. They get out of rhythm. Then they start trying to do these stupid passes. I mean, you guys can't make a simple bounce pass. You can't find the open man. You're trying to force things. It's just unlike them. They just get all out of rhythm, Jeff. And I think the Spurs are just doing it to themselves, just like you were pointing out.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting game tonight. My game prediction, I think the Spurs will finally get their rodeo road trip number one against the Grizzlies. I don't think it'll be easy. This Grizzlies team has tested San Antonio throughout this season. They're 1-1 versus Memphis. Again, yes, they did lose Marc Gasol in a trade with Toronto, but this team is still scrappy. They still have Mike Conley. They got Jaren Jackson Jr. He's you know, doing quite well. Justin Holiday, you know, they got themselves a nice little crew still, even though we know what they're doing in the NBA draft. Spurs should not come out like taking this team for granted. That'd be Memphis. Do the Spurs finally get some urgency under their belt? And I think they win, predicting 105-90. I think it'd be one of those kind of slow games. Joe, your take?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a slow, methodical game. I don't think it's going to be high scoring. I probably have it in maybe the, you know, 110 to 112 range. But I don't see the Spurs scoring beyond 90 points in this game. I just don't see it happening. I'm sure Memphis will score above 100. I just don't see the Spurs doing the same. I think the Spurs are going to lose another one on the road, and they're just going to have to go into the All-Star break, like I said, with their tail between their legs and hopefully, you know, lick their wounds and come back better. I think at this juncture, Jeff, the team, as a conservative effort, they already have their head at the All-Star game. They're on vacation. They're enjoying themselves. They're thinking, hey, we're going to come back and everything's going to be better. Doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, they need to put forth an effort, but I think they pretty much checked out, Jeff, and I expect them to lose the game.
Wow. So if you want to ask Joe why he thinks that, make sure to follow him on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast. Give him a follow, talk to him about his take right now on your Spurs versus the Grizzlies tonight. And Joe, what else is going on with Two Shots Podcast?
Nothing. We're just, you know, putting out content. We are going to have a special guest coming up pretty soon. We're going to have Paul Garcia, you know, and we're going to go ahead and recap the Memphis game as well after the game and, you know, maybe do a little preview of the Toronto game. So something to look forward to. And they can see that, you know, on our network, the Two Shots Podcast Network at twoshotssa.com, and follow us on all social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can find us at Two Shots Podcast, all spelled out, TWOSHOTS Podcast.
Wow, Joe, you're jumping already to the Toronto game. You're forgetting they got Brooklyn and New York in between.
Yeah, I'm already looking forward towards Toronto game because, you know, that's going to be a game where they're going to come out with a lot of fire because it's personal, you know?
Yeah. Well, we'll definitely check that out game. But before that Toronto game, the Spurs got a few games ahead of them tonight versus Memphis and, of course, New York and Brooklyn in the back-to-back. As for myself, follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. Go to the Spurs Zone, News 4 San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. Plenty of content there from lockdown Spurs to how some Spurs foreign assets are playing overseas. to how DeJounte Murray is doing in his rehab. It's all there at the Spurs Zone. But for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.